在这课里，我们继续学习过去式动词。首先还是依照惯例，请你听一段对话。内容是说，彼得星期六下午遇见了他的同学玛丽，两个人谈到星期五晚上学校开舞会的事情。现在我请两位英文老师念这段对话，请你特别注意英文老师的发音和语调。
Where were you this morning?
This morning, I was at home, helping my mother.
Why weren't you at school? Weren't you on the clean-up committee for the dance?
No, I wasn't on that committee. I was on the decorating committee.
Oh, well, the decorations were very nice.
We worked on them all day Friday. Were you at the dance last night?
Yes, I was.I didn't see you there.
I was there, but there were a lot of people, and I didn't stay very long.
It was a nice dance, wasn't it?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
现在我再请英文老师把整段对话用慢速度念一遍。这次请你特别注意对话里的过去式动词。
Where were you this morning?
This morning?I was at home, helping my mother.
Why weren't you at school? Weren't you on the clean-up committee for the dance?
No, I wasn't on that committee. I was on the decorating committee.
Oh, well, the decorations were very nice.
We worked on them all day Friday. Were you at the dance last night?
Yes.I was. I didn't see you there.
I was there, but there were a lot of people, and I didn't stay very long.
It was a nice dance, wasn't it?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
在刚才那段对话里有几种不同的过去式动词。现在我挑选出几个例子，请英文老师再用慢速度念一遍。
Where were you this morning?
I was at home.
Why weren't you at school?
I wasn't on that committee. We worked on them all day Friday.
I didn't see you there.
I enjoyed it very much.
好了，现在我们开始做练习。首先我们练习动词
be, be, be
的过去式。下面我举的例子都是跟刚才那段对话有关系的，比方彼得跟玛丽参加了学校的舞会，这个舞会是在学校体育馆举行的等等。每个句子我们念两遍，请你听一句，跟着老师重复一句。
Peter and Mary were at the dance last Friday night.
Peter and Mary were at the dance last Friday night.
There were a lot of people at the dance.
There were a lot of people at the dance.
It was a nice dance.
It was a nice dance.
The dance was in the school gymnasium.
The dance was in the school gymnasium.
Mary was on the decorating committee.
Mary was on the decorating committee.
Peter was on the cleanup.Committee.
Peter was on the cleanup committee.
下面一组练习是把
was
跟否定式
was not
也就是
wasn't
做个比较。句子的内容还是跟刚才那段对话有关系。每个句子我们还是念两遍，请你听一遍，跟着老师重复一遍。
Mary was at home this morning, but Peter wasn't.
Mary was at home this morning, but Peter wasn't.
Peter was at school this morning, but Mary wasn't.
Peter was at school this morning, but Mary wasn't.
Mary was on the decorating committee, but Peter wasn't.
Mary was on the decorating committee, but Peter wasn't.
Peter was on the cleanup committee, but...Mary wasn't.
Peter was on the cleanup committee, but Mary wasn't.
下面一组练习是比较
were
跟否定式
were not
也就是
weren't
还是请你听一遍跟着老师重复一遍
Peter and Mary were at the dance last Friday night, but Henry and Kate weren't.
Peter and Mary were at the dance last Friday night, but Henry and Kate weren't.
There were a lot of students at the dance, but there weren't a lot of teachers.
There were a lot of students at the dance, but there weren't a lot of teachers.
现在我们来复习规则动词过去式。下面这组换字练习的内容是说学生举行舞会的经过，比方他们舞会之前画海报、请乐队，舞会之后清理会场等等。老师先念一个句子，接着老师念一个新词组，叫学生把新词组代换到原来的句子里。请你跟学生一起做练习。现在我们开始。
The students worked very hard for the dance. Needed to decorate the gymnasium.
The students needed to decorate the gymnasium.
Painted posters for the dance.
The students painted posters for the dance.
Hired a band to play music.
The students hired a band to play music.
Danced with their partners.
The students danced with their partners.
Talked when they danced.
The students talked when they danced.
Enjoyed the dance very much.
The students enjoyed the dance very much.
Cleaned up the gymnasium after the dance.
The students cleaned up the gymnasium after the dance.
下面我们练习几个不规则动词过去式。首先我们学习
pay, P-A-Y, pay
的过去式
paid, P-A-I-D, paid
现在英文老师用
did
提出一些个跟学生舞会有关系的过去式问句，每问一句他就给你一个简短的答复，请你根据他提出的词组和
paid
来回答问题。我先给你举一个例子。
Did the students pay some money for the dance? Yes.
Yes, the students paid some money for the dance.
好了，现在我们开始做练习。每做完一句，老师会念出正确的答案，你自己比较一下，看做的对不对。
Did the students pay some money for the dance? Yes.
Yes, the students paid some money for the dance.
Did all of them pay? Yes.
Yes, all of them paid.
When did they pay the money? Last Monday.
They paid the money last Monday.
下面我们要练习的两个动词
buy.B-U-Y, buy,
跟
bring, B-R-I-N-G, bring.
在变成过去时的时候有共同点。
Buy,
变成
bought, B-O-U-G-H-T, bought. Bring,
变成
brought, B-R-O-U-G-H-T, brought.
现在我们来练习这两个不规则动词过去式，还是由老师用
did
和现在式动词提出问句，然后老师给你一个词组，请你用这个词组跟
bought
或是
brought
回答问题。这些问题都是说到学生为了开舞会到超级市场买了食物和饮料，他们带了朋友一起参加舞会之类跟舞会有关系的问题。在你回答问题之后，还是请你听正确的答案。
Did the students buy a lot of things for the dance? Yes.
Yes, they bought a lot of things.
What did they buy? Food and drinks.
They bought food and drinks.
Where did they buy them? In the supermarket.
They bought them in the supermarket.
Who did the students bring to the dance? Their friends.
They brought their friends to the dance.
Where did the students bring their friends? Gymnasium.
They brought their friends to the gymnasium.
下面我们要练习的三个不规则动词。
Begin. B-E-G-I-N. Begin. Drink. D-R-I-N-K. Drink.
跟
Sing. S-I-N-G. Sing.
在变成过去式的时候
I
都变成
A
所以
Begin
变成了
Began. Drink
变成了
Drank. Sing
变成了
Sang.
好，现在我们还是跟刚才一样做练习。老师提出的问题还是都是跟舞会有关系的。比方，舞会几点钟开始？学生在舞会里喝了柠檬水跟可口可乐。玛丽在舞会里唱了什么歌等等。还是请你根据老师给你的词组来回答问题。回答之后，还是请你听正确答案。
When did the dance begin? At 7 o'clock.
The dance began at 7 o'clock.
When did the students begin to dance? At 7:30.
They began to dance at 7:30.
What did the students drink at the dance? Lemonade and Coca-Cola.
They drank lemonade and Coca-Cola.
Did some of them drink coffee? Yes.
Yes, some of them drank coffee.
Did Mary sing at the dance? Yes.
Yes, Mary sang at the dance.
What did Mary sing? An American song.
Mary sang an American song.
我们今天要练习的最后一个不规则动词过去式就是
come, C-O-M-E, come
的过去式
came, C-A-M-E, came
现在我们按照刚才的方式来练习，请你用老师提出的词组跟
came
回答学生是几点钟来到会场，他们是怎么去的等等有关舞会的问题。回答之后，请你跟老师念的正确答案做个比较。
Did a lot of people come to the dance? Yes.
Yes, a lot of people came to the dance.
When did most of them come? At 7 o'clock.
Most of them came at 7 o'clock.
How did most of them come? By car.
Most of them came...By car.
首先还是请你听一段文章，内容是说，在美国大学和高中里，学生为了周末开舞会，成立委员会的事情，还提到了彼得和玛丽学校里开舞会的种种情况。现在请你注意听。
In American colleges and high schools, students often have dances at their schools on weekends.Students usually plan the dances and do a lot of work for them. They do this in committees. There was a dance last Friday night at Peter and Mary School. Mary was on the decorating committee and Peter was on the cleanup committee. The dance was in the school gymnasium. Every student paid $2 for the dance.They spent some of the money on decorations, and they hired a band to play music. They also bought some food and drinks. The dance began at 7 o'clock. Nearly 500 people came. Most of them were students of Peter and Mary's school. Some students brought friends from other schools. Everyone danced and had a good time.
刚才那段文章比较长，但是我们今天的练习都是根据那段文章编的，所以应该不太难懂。你要是没有全懂，等一会儿老师会再念一遍。现在老师先把今天测验的三个问题念给你听。第一个问题是
What do American students often do on weekends?
第二个问题是
What committees were Peter and Mary on?
第三个问题是
How did the students spend their money for the dance?
现在老师再把整段文章念一遍，请你注意刚才三个问题的答案。
In American colleges and high schools, students often have dances at their schools on weekends. Students usually plan the dances and do a lot of work for them. They do this in committees. There was a dance last Friday night at Peter and Mary's school. Mary was on the decorating committee.And Peter was on the cleanup committee. The dance was in the school gymnasium. Every student paid $2 for the dance. They spent some of the money on decorations, and they hired a band to play music. They also bought some food and drinks. The dance began at 7 o'clock.Nearly 500 people came. Most of them were students of Peter and Mary's school. Some students brought friends from other schools. Everyone danced and had a good time.
现在请你回答问题。回答之后，请你听正确答案。第一个问题是
What do American students often do on weekends?
They often have dances at their schools on weekends.
第二个问题是
What committees were Peter and Mary on?
They were on the decorating and cleanup committees.
第三个问题是
How did the students spend their money for the dance?
They spent some of the money for decorations. They hired a band and... They bought some food and drinks.